Hello, funky listeners, and welcome to episode 202 of Funk Radio. This is your host, Kyle.
And this is your host, Peter.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Kyle.
Hi. So, this is probably going to be kind of a short episode, so I'll jump right into it.
Cool.
I stumbled across this article on TechCrunch, posted back in mid-August, so I guess we're not that far behind. This Kickstarter project, their company name is called Mighty. They launched a Kickstarter for a device that lets you stream music from Spotify without using your phone. It looks like an iPod Shuffle, kind of. Really small.
Very the little limited. Square ones.
Yeah, that clip onto you. Limited features. I mean, you got your play, pause, forward, back, up, down, volume, whatever. But the kicker, no pun intended, of the Kickstarter is... shut up. Is you can access your Spotify playlists and shuffle them without using phone from your data, and you can take it on the go, say if you're running or exercising or whatever, and don't want to lug your phone with you.
Well, I guess that's the... From what I have seen from this, that's kind of the biggest selling point of this thing, is that it is kind of targeting people who are out running or exercising at the gym, where taking your entire phone with you is kind of a pain in the butt.
Yeah, it's interesting that the CEO of the company, Anthony Mendelsohn, kind of marketed it as, quote, the iPod Shuffle for Spotify, and because the Kickstarter raised over $300,000, it actually got the attention of Spotify themselves, to where they said, hey, we want to work with you guys to better, you know, integrate it within Spotify and how it works with our system. In that way, they were able to basically say, you know, this product has Spotify seal of approval. We made it with them. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I guess.
It is. I've got a couple of personal...
Gripes?
Gripes with this thing.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm, like, one of those people that they should be targeting with this, because I do go to the gym often. I do bring my phone with me, although it is kind of annoying because I wear, like... basketball shorts to the gym, so my phone's like slapping around in my, you know, shorts, slapping the bass. It's slapping around in my shorts because it's just, you know, dangling there, and sometimes it feels kind of awkward.
Just the language in those last couple of sentences was really
Shut up, Peter.
Welcome to Funk Radio.
You know, it's competing for space in my shorts with other things. No,
which are also slapping around.
But at the same time, although I do feel like this would be kind of an interesting piece of tech for working out, for running, for whatever, I'd be spending more time fiddling with it, trying to find a song I want or whatever, than I would working out, because the interface isn't intuitive enough.
Yeah, one thing I'll say in response to that, as I think there is a place for it, because we are kind of in the age of wearables. Mm-hmm. And that sort of thing. And that's kind of become a focus of the industry right now. I don't know if that's going to last. And I don't even know whether it's as strong as it was a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. I don't really follow up with that stuff specifically. Maybe you know more about that than I do, but it is in... I mean, the timing is appropriate,
mm-hmm.
I would say. One of my big issues... This is kind of a weird issue to have, I guess, but you were talking about, like, oh, it's integrated with Spotify and all that.
Mm-hmm.
One of my biggest issues with this thing is that it is integrated with Spotify, but at the same time, it's not, because it's not like you can just load up, like, the Spotify app on your phone and sync it to that, and it'll just play whatever's on that. Like, you have to have, like, the Mighty app, and then you have to copy over stuff from Spotify and then sync it up, and then make sure it's synced up with the device, and then you can use the device. Like, it might be slightly off in some of the details of that, but that's generally, like, how it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I wish there was more... I guess, if anything, I wish the Spotify might have invested a little bit more effort into integrating that better.
Agreed.
Like, I realize this is just, like, a startup idea, and it's not, like, a major thing that's going to bring Spotify millions of dollars.
Mm.
So from a business standpoint, sure, I can see why they didn't really do much more. But I guess I wish that whether it's their, you know, development API, whatever you want to call it, I wish it allowed for products like this to tap into their system more directly.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like on top of all like the other like little disadvantages of this thing. I feel like that is just another like clunky thing with the interface that bothers me a little bit.
Agreed. Yeah, I mean, it seems like such an interesting idea, but it seems like this is like a beta version of it. There's a lot they can add to it to make it more functional. Some sort of screen, even if it's like a really small screen, you know.
Well, yeah,
a la the Mini, you know, the iPod Mini, where so you can see the playlist you're playing or the song.
Mm-hmm.
I
know that.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I know that they said in this article that Mighty was really, they had to make a couple of sacrifices with building this thing to drive the cost down. I think it's around $80 or so.
Yeah.
And if you look at the pictures of it, it looks fine, but it looks a little on the cheaper side. I mean, especially if you're comparing it to like, you know, an actual iPod Mini or something of that caliber. But I understand, like, you, if you're not mass producing these, like, obviously they're going to be more expensive to make. But yeah, like, if that wasn't as much of an issue, I definitely agree that, like, I would want to see a version of this that had a small screen. Like, what was it, the iPod Mini? Is that what it was called?
Well,
the one with the little...
No, the
the Nano.
The last iPod Nano basically was just a square. It looked like a shuffle. It even had a clip. So it was, like, super, super portable in that way. I think if they tried to emulate the functionality of that a little bit more, then it really could be something worthwhile. I mean, they could even charge $100, $150, and depending on the functionality they have with it, people would pay that.
Yeah.
I get they're trying to drive the cost down because they want, you know, they want to adopt users at like a low entry, cost of entry, I guess. They are working on a second model called the M2. This current one is called the M1, where they do want to have Bluetooth transmission ability, as well as an accelerometer for like tracking, you know, your movements when you're running and stuff, almost like a fitness tracker.
Yeah.
So there is promise there from that perspective to kind of meld, you know, these clip-on fitness trackers with something that can functionally play your music that's cheaper than, say, an iPod or your phone. So it's interesting. It's an interesting tech a subset to kind of jump into, but it just feels like you really gotta give it a lot of features to convince people that it's worth buying this rather than taking their phone with them.
Yeah, and well, and we're talking too, like, oh, you know, they should add this, they should add that, but in my mind, as I'm seeing it develop into that, it's basically just turning into another
iPod
iPod Nano or an Apple Watch or something like that. Like, it starts to lose a bit of its
uniqueness,
I guess. Yeah. So,
agreed.
I mean, there is no other product, right? I will say there's no other product out there right now that, to my knowledge, that does this specifically.
Mm-hmm. You brought up a good point with the Apple Watch, because I know that the new version of the Apple Watch, as well as a lot of the new versions of Android watches, actually have onboard storage, you know, 4 to 8 gigs or whatever, so that you can actually store music on your smartwatch and not bring your phone with you. And as we've seen, smartwatches have not taken off in the way that I think a lot of manufacturers have wanted them to, even with these functionalities.
Yeah.
So it makes me wonder, like, if people aren't buying smartwatches to put on their wrist that are just as mobile as this and can do far more, granted they're a little bit more expensive, what's going to convince them to buy this?
Yeah, I mean, to me, really,
I feel bad. We're like totally shitting on this thing.
No, it's worth talking about. I think, you know, with any new idea, there's got to be a discussion of, is there a market for this product? I mean, there seems to be something, obviously, because they are moving forward with making this thing.
Yeah, and they raised $300,000.
Yeah, so I don't want to say like this is useless and nobody wants it, because obviously somebody wants it.
Mm-hmm.
For how limited the functionality is, the price point is definitely better than another, you know, wearable device from a big name company. But for how limited it is and how clunky the interface is, I would want it to be like half that price.
Yeah. If it was like $50 for what you're getting now, then
it would have a
place.
Yeah. But I realize, obviously, like, pretty much what they have it at now is like the minimum in terms of like the manufacturing costs and stuff. So like I understand like that mm-hmm. aspect of it too. I guess I'm just talking like in an ideal world, you know, there would be X, Y, Z, but
it's interesting too, because this kind of harkens back to things we've discussed before in previous episodes, about this yearning for like older technology to supplement the fact that, you know, our phones being basically, you know, pocket computers do everything, but in that sort of digital realm, there's less tangibility, so people are wanting different ways to consume music, whether it be records or these little streamy device things. So it's interesting in that way, because we talked about how the iPod is basically dead at this point. Yeah. And the idea.
Well, I think, was it this article or something else where maybe it was this article, I can't remember now, but they said that like the iPod Shuffle and the iPod Nano are both like no longer in production. Yeah. I mean, are they making any iPods anymore?
The only one they make anymore, I think, is the Touch. And they may still make that huge-ass classic one that has, like, 200 gigs, but I'm not sure. I think even that's dead.
The iPod Classic?
Yeah. But I think even that's dead.
I think they discontinued in 2014.
Oh, jeez.
So.
Yeah, I think the Touch is the only one that's left, and really the Touch is just an iPhone without the phone. It does it does all the same stuff.
Right. So, yeah, I if I'm understanding you correctly, it seems like generally technology has gotten to a point where like our phone is a device that basically does everything. So why do we need extraneous things that do like one thing, you know, on top of that? But yeah. I think the point you're making is as time goes on, there is some growing demand to get back to.
Yeah, there is a time and a place for it. I mean, people like to listen to records because when they're at home, you know, sitting in a comfy chair, they don't need to, you know, connect their phone to a Bluetooth speaker, or they can listen to something that's more tangible, but records are anything but mobile. And conversely, mm-hmm. this thing is trying to be more mobile and less of a footprint than even a phone has for right. people that, you know, run and work out and swim and what have you. So, yeah. I know it mentions in the article, and I was actually interested in it when it came out. Pebble, the smartwatch company, before they got consumed by Fitbit, were planning on releasing this thing called the Core, which similarly was supposed to let you download music to it, whether it be Spotify or just regular music, regular MP3s, that you could bring with you integrated with your Pebble watch somehow. I forget exactly how, but it was a similar idea. It's but you interfaced with it through the watch, which in that way maybe I mean, again, I these guys aren't going to be able to do that, because then they'd have to be integrating with Apple and Android, but
yeah,
that's kind of an interesting, I guess, way to go about it too. But at that point, you know, then you have to have a watch and another device. It seems kind of superfluous.
Well, that kind of touches on something else, too, that I would like to see with this in the future. Integrating more like better with Spotify, but then also integrating like options, either whether it's apps or whether they're like built in. Here are your options. I mean, I would want to see, you know, for like SoundCloud or Google Play or iPod or not. What is it? iTunes Radio, whatever that is.
Something.
Maybe Pandora. Like, just, like, different options for that, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, if you, a lot of people have accounts on multiple different platforms, and it would be nice to access, like, here's my cloud-based music library on Google Play. Here's my favorite tracks on SoundCloud. Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. The problem with, once you get into things that are cloud-based, then the device has to have some sort of way to connect to, you know, cell networks. And then at that point, it becomes far more complicated. And then it's like, where does it cross the line between what it is and being a phone? Mm-hmm. I think the way it works now, because you have to, I know with Spotify, you can, like, download playlists for like offline play. So where it's
that must be what this thing is doing.
Yeah,
I imagine
where you store it. It stores it in the phone, and then you just take it and drop that into the what do they call it? The Mighty app.
The Core.
Yeah, that too. The Mighty app, which lets you store it on the device somehow, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a bit of a hoop to jump through to even get it on the device, I suppose, which, again, we discussed before, kind of makes it less than ideal. But, yeah, maybe if they could have some sort of simple, LTE transmitter where it can access Spotify mobily but doesn't access the larger data network. So you're not using, it's not costing you data. Like a good example, the old Kindles, before they had the Fire, used to be able to get versions that accessed 4G or 3G, whatever it was back then. But and it was free. Mm. You didn't have to pay for data, but the caveat was that the data only allowed you to access like the Amazon bookstore.
Oh, I see.
And you could download ebooks from anywhere. This could do something similar to
that. They could do something similar, yeah.
Yeah.
With like, if they really want to make it a Spotify exclusive device, you know, even like it's interesting. Yeah, like oh, let's say like Spotify buys them. It's called like buy the Spotify Go.
That's another very good point. Like, what's to stop them or other streaming companies from mass producing their own cheap tech? So that you can take their music on the go. I mean, that, from that perspective, Spotify has the capital. That would almost be smart of them to do if they wanted to make more money, I guess.
Well, you know, what they might do is they might see how this thing
It's definitely a test bed, but
without really any commitment from Spotify's point of view, they're like, okay, well, you know, this thing works with our platform, and if it is popular, maybe we'll think about buying it. If it's not, then well, no skin up our back,
exactly,
because we didn't put any money into this.
Exactly. I guess a way for them to kind of test the waters without really spending any money to do so. But if it is successful, it would be interesting to see a future Spotify where, you know, they have the premium account or whatever, and say for like even a bit more, you get the premium account and they send you a little Spotify player that lets you take it on the go.
Yeah.
That would be kind of interesting.
I mean, I can definitely see them. I can see Spotify, you know, like buying this company up and kind of using their capital to make maybe a more, for lack of a better term, like high quality built version of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Integrated a little bit better with the app and everything, sell it for $99. I feel like that could definitely be a thing. Is especially when you were kind of comparing it to like the Kindle Fire or whatever you were saying.
The old Kindles.
I can see that being a thing at some point. I mean, especially if this thing takes off. I guess we'll have to see.
Yep. So yeah, that was the, I guess, our little, don't really want to call it a review because we don't physically have it in hand, but our summary of this mighty MP3 player device thing. We'll post a link to the TechCrunch article on our Facebook page at facebook.com/getyourfunk. So you guys can check it out for yourselves. I think the Kickstarter is already over, so I don't know where you could buy one if you wanted to. They probably have like their own site up at this point.
The website for this thing itself is bemighty.com. By the way, listeners, so if you want to go there, you can learn more about this thing, and it looks like you might be able to buy it. Yeah, it comes in 3 colors, $85.99, and you can buy it right now.
Yep.
Also, if you have something mighty that's slapping around in your pants, tell us on Facebook. Facebook.com/getyourfunk. If you don't want to say anything to us and you'd rather just listen to more of our episodes, you can go to getyourfunk.com and find everything there. Search for our episodes. Maybe you're interested in other tech conversations we've had. And if you search around, you'll find what we've got.
Yeah, I've done plenty of Kyle's Tech Corner where I just rant about shit. So.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yep. Tune in next time for more funky stuff. Bye.
Bye.